Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're here to really get into the weeds of your source material, find those core insights, no matter how unusual the source seems.
And today, yeah, it's definitely unique. We're looking at a snippet from a children's story. It's called Mission Monkeys, The Turkey Who Couldn't Gobble.
Right, a children's story. So our mission today is to unpack this thing. Characters, the conflict, what it's trying to teach kids, you know, in that 3 to 8 age range.
Exactly. It's actually pretty packed. It's about confidence, learning sounds, specifically the G sound, it turns out. It's like a little curriculum wrapped in a story.
A curriculum. I like that. Okay, so let's set the scene. We're at Tumbletail Farm. There's a big Thanksgiving talent show coming up.
Mm-hmm. Big event.
And our main characters, the problem solvers, I guess, are the Mission Monkeys.
Yeah, the team. And who they are is really important for how this whole thing works. You've got Mila first.
Got Mila.
She's the language puzzle expert, good with word games, breaking down sounds, very analytical.
Got it. Then there's Milo.
Milo. He's the one who, he thinks bananas solve everything.
Bananas? Really? Why include that? Seems a bit random.
Well, maybe not entirely random. Think about it. When a kid or anyone gets stuck and frustrated, sometimes something totally silly, like offering a banana, can just break the tension.
Ah, okay. Like comic relief. Reduces the stress.
Exactly. It's a bit of structured distraction, maybe. It signals that it's, okay, it's not that serious. Let's laugh for a second.
I see. Okay, who else?
There's Mia. She's described as kind-hearted, really good at teaching sounds with, you know, gentle encouragement. The empathetic one.
Empathy. Important. And the last one.
That's Meek. He's the joker, always cracking jokes, sometimes singing the wrong song, apparently. Keeps the energy up, keeps it fun.
So, a diverse team. Language, silliness, kindness, and humor. Sounds like a solid teaching unit, actually.
A bit chaotic, maybe, but yeah. And they have a mission. It involves Toby.
Toby the turkey. He's the star of the show, where it's supposed to be. But he's shy.
Very shy. And when it's his turn to practice his gobble for the show, he opens his beak.
Nothing, just silence. The script literally shows.
Yeah, that visual silence, it really lands. He can't do it. He whispers that he thinks his gobble is broken.
Broken? Why does he think that?
Because he gets nervous, especially in front of others. And when the nerves kick in, that G sound, It just vanishes. He messes it up completely.
Okay. So it's performance anxiety linked to a specific sound.
Mm-hmm.
That feels pretty relatable for young kids, right?
Mm.
Struggling with a sound or feeling shy.
Totally relatable. And the story nails that connection. Mia even says something like, a turkey with no gobble. That's like Mick with no banana jokes.
Huh. Okay. So it frames it as a big deal, but also solvable. Like it puts it in their term.
Exactly. It makes it an immediate team problem they need to tackle. It's not just Toby's issue anymore.
Right. Which leads directly into their mission. They define it clearly. Help Toby gobble. No messing around.
Straight into action. They pivot from just, you know, feeling bad for him to having a pedagogical strategy, yeah. An actual plan.
And what's interesting here is how they bring the reader or the listener into it immediately.
Oh, yeah, that's a clever bit. They break the fourth wall. Mila literally looks out and asks the kids reading along, can you help us teach Toby how to say the G sound?
Okay, so why do that? Is it just to keep the kids engaged?
It's engagement, sure, but it's more than that, I think. It makes the child an active participant, right? They're not just listening, they're teaching.
Ah, so they become part of the Mission Monkeys team.
Yeah. And by helping Toby make the goo-goo-goo sound, the child practices it themselves, feels competent, and maybe feels a bit invested in Toby's success. It's like collective confidence building.
Peer teaching, almost. Okay, that makes sense. So the audience is on board, ready to shout goo-goo-goo. What's the first actual step Mila takes with Toby?
Okay, so first, sound isolation, classic phonics. Mila uses flashcards. The goal is just to hear and identify words that start with that G sound.
Right. Keep it simple. What are the examples?
The flashcards show a grape, an apple, and a ball.
Okay, clear choices. Apple starts with A, ball with B. Only grape has the G. Hard to get confused.
Exactly. They need that clarity. It focuses the attention purely on isolating that initial goo sound.
Did Toby get it?
He does. He manages to repeat goo grape, And the story notes, his feathers fluff up a bit. A little win.
A visual cue of success. That little boost is probably huge for him.
Absolutely. Build on the small wins. So they've isolated the sound. Now what?
Now they move on. The focus shifts, right? It's Mia's turn, and she brings in rhyming.
Yeah. Mia asks, what rhymes with gobble? And the options are wobble, pickle, or banana.
Okay. Pickle, banana. Definitely don't rhyme. Wobble's the one. Why rhyming, though? Why shift from just the starting sound?
Well, rhyming helps kids understand word structure, right? Not just the beginning sound, but the pattern of sounds within the word. It connects gobble to wobble phonetically.
Makes sense. Moving beyond just the G to the whole word shape.
And then they add another layer. This is where Mick, the Joker, comes back in. When they identify wobble, Mick suggests the gobble wobble dance.
A dance. Okay, now we're getting physical.
Totally. They start spinning around like jelly. So now think about the learning methods they've used.
Okay, we had visual with the flashcards, auditory with the repetition, the goo, 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 and the rhyming.
Right.
And now kinesthetic actual movement with the dance. Plus humor for Mick.
That's multimodal learning, hitting different pathways. For young kids especially, linking sound to movement, making it playful. That really helps things stick.
Yeah, I can see that. It makes it less like a drill and more like a game. If you're laughing and wobbling, you're probably less anxious about getting the sound wrong.
Exactly. It lowers that, what educators call the affective filter. Less stress, more learning. And Milo's banana lurking in the background probably reinforces that lightheartedness too.
So if we map it out, the monkeys have a clear progression. Isolate the sound, go. Apply it, beginning sounds like grape. Then practice it in a word context using rhyme, gobble wobble, and movement.
It's beautifully scaffolded step by step. They're building his skill and his confidence together before the big performance.
Okay, which brings us to that moment. The big show. The climax.
Right. The crowd is there. The pumpkins are probably bouncing.
Uh-huh. Maybe. And Toby's center stage. He's practiced, but he's nervous again. Understandable.
Of course. And the monkeys are right there with him, giving encouragement. They don't just leave him hanging now that the lesson is over.
That feels important. The support continues right up to the moment.
Crucial. And then one last time, the story cues the audience, the kids reading along, help Toby shout, goo goo, G-O-B-L-E.
Bring everyone back in for the final push. Collective effort again.
And does it work?
It does. Toby takes a breath, puffs out his chest, and belts out a huge gobble gobble.
Yes. Success.
Big success. The story says the crowd cheers, pumpkins bounce, you were right, and even a scarecrow dances. It's pure celebration.
And he gets a reward too, doesn't he?
He does. The Golden Gobble Medal. Very official.
Love it. So the ending isn't just he did it. It's about how he did it and what was learned. The story actually spells out the takeaways, which is interesting for a children's book.
Yeah, it summarizes the lessons. Let's break those down. What does the source say they learned?
Okay, first two are about the skill itself. One, they practice the G sound using repetition and example.
Check. We saw that with the flashcards and the chanting.
Two, they learned beginning sounds and rhyming words.
Yep, grape and gobble wobble. Concrete phonetic skills.
But then the focus shifts. Lesson three, they built confidence through teamwork and practice.
Teamwork is key there. Toby didn't do it alone. The monkeys, the audience.
Exactly. And lesson four, they learned the value of encouragement and trying again, not giving up.
So it's like 50% phonics, 50% emotional intelligence almost.
Pretty much. The G sound was the goal, but the real goal was the confidence, the resilience.
And Toby gets that. His final line is something like, thanks for teaching me, not just to gobble, but to believe in myself.
Boom. That's the core message, isn't it? They didn't just fix his G sound. They helped him find his voice, literally and figuratively.
It's a great model. It acknowledges the fear, the nervousness, validates it.
Right, doesn't dismiss it.
But then provides a clear, fun, step-by-step way through it. Practice, games, support.
A really holistic approach. Skill building plus emotional scaffolding.
So wrapping this up, what have we found in this deep dive into a turkey's gobble? It seems like even a simple story for preschoolers can be incredibly layered.
Definitely. It's packed with lessons. Phonetics, yes, but also that it's okay to be nervous, that mistakes are part of learning, and that teamwork and encouragement are powerful.
And that learning even tricky sounds can actually be fun if you turn it into a game, a gobble-wobble game.
Can't forget the fun. And Mika brings it home with humor at the very end, right? Planning his costume for next year.
Oh, yeah. He says, and next year, I'm dressing up as mashed potatoes. Keeps it light right to the finish.
perfectly reinforcing that low stakes, playful atmosphere.
Yeah.
It helps kids disconnect the learning from any lingering stress.
A final touch of absurdity.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's leave our listeners with a final thought on this.
Okay. Well, thinking about how effective this combination of, you know, structured practice and genuine emotional support was for Toby, maybe think about this. If that kindness and collective encouragement, that gobble-wobble energy, helped Toby find his voice despite his fear, what challenges, what silent moments in your life, or maybe in the lives of kids, you know, could use a little more of that, a little more support, a little more playfulness, a little more believing that the voice is there, just waiting for the right kind of encouragement to come out. Don't let the fear keep you or them silent.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.